اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. We are honored that we follow the religion established by the command of Allah through his prophet, peace be upon him and his family. We are proud that we are the followers of Imam Ali, the embodiment of a man detached from all worldly chains, once who was in turn appointed as the liberator of mankind from all chains of slavery. We are honored that Nahjul Balagha, as a religious guiding book next the glorious Quran and as the most elevated constitution for spiritual and material life and the greatest book for the liberation of mankind together with its political guidelines, is authored by Ali ibn Abi Talib, our infallible Imam.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the prayers. In one of his speeches, he said that the Friday congregational prayers are one of the God's major favors to the Islamic Republic of Iran. Now, in this part of his speech, someone might say that, well, the Friday prayer was made obligatory at the time of the Prophet, where we have a chapter, Jum'ah, in the Quran, in which Allah has talked about the importance of the Friday congregational prayers. But why Imam Khomeini is saying that it is the one of the God's major favor to the Islamic Republic of Iran? It is because that in the Shia school of thought, it is wajib, it is an obligation to offer the Friday congregational prayers when the Imam is in presence, when the Imam is not in the occultation, when we can see Imam and the Imam is there.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
At the time of the occultation of the Imam of the time, obviously, it depends on the people whether they want to pray the Friday prayer or they want to do the Dhuhr prayer and the afternoon prayers. But after the Islamic Republic of Iran, since it was Islamic Republic, since it was an Islamic revolution in this country they had the representative of Imam leading the country. Therefore, now people can freely attend this, and now people will attend the Friday prayer as an obligation. And this is what Imam Khomeini is also referring to, that this blessing, which was basically forcefully taken away by the oppressors, by the enemies of Ahlul Bayt, where they never allowed the true representatives of the Imam to come forward and to lead the prayer. Now when this thing is easy for us to do, when we have the opportunity to practice this, now for the Islamic Republic of Iran, this revolution has brought this major favor or the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now people can freely attend the Friday prayers. They can offer these prayers behind a mujtahid, behind a faqih, behind the representative of Imam. And when they can pray this behind the representative imam, it means that now they are benefiting from all those benefits which were supposed to be given at the Friday congregational prayers. And this blessing and favor is just because of the Islamic revolution. It is because of those believers who struggled in the path of Islamic revolution and who made this revolution to be happen in the history.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.